the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Oh, it's live, pal.
Welcome, everybody, to Pulling Up a Chair with a Chair Shot. I'm your host, Tim, and this week, we're doing something a little bit different. Normally, for those of you who listen to this podcast, you know that we do biographical conversations with various people in the wrestling figure community, collectors, creators, wrestlers, whoever. And this week, we're doing something a little bit different than that. The past few weeks, we've had a giveaway that I've been promoting for a Tales from the Estate shirt, CM Punk shirt package. And this week, I'll be giving that away. And I thought, what better way than to have one of the co-hosts of Tales from the Estate himself, a good friend of mine, an awesome guy, a generous guy, friendly and helpful, all around just one of the better guys that I've come across doing this podcast and being a part of the community, and that's Drew Venzel himself. So I'm going to sit down and talk to Drew about some different topics, and we're going to do one of Drew's vintage top 10s on the best wrestling figures of 2021. And when I say best, I understand that's subjective. It's going to be basically our favorite top 10. And it'll be interesting to see how that top 10 list looks, you know, in 3 or 4 months when the year's actually over. But for now, it's our top 10 moving forward. Anyway, I'll be back to my typical format here moving forward in the weeks to come. But for now, I hope you enjoy this special episode. If you guys want to partake, feel free to shoot me an email at achairshot@gmail.com. If you got any questions, comments, anything like that. If you don't want to do that, you can reach out on Twitter at achairshot. Always available there. Enjoy the conversation with Drew. I hope you enjoyed as much as I enjoyed doing it. Check out Drew's podcast, Tales from the Estate, if you're not already doing so. Just one of the great dudes out there, and so happy and thankful that I got the opportunity to talk to him this week. So without any further delays, let's get to that conversation with the one and only Drew Venzel. So we're welcoming back to the show today a good friend of mine and one of the best dudes in the entire wrestling figure community as far as I'm concerned. He also happens to be the co-host of my favorite podcast in the world, Tales from the Estate. Drew Venzel, man, how are you?
Oh, well, that's a lot of praise you just heaped on me. So,
no pressure.
No, none at all. I got to tell you, I don't know if I am your first returning guest, but I am honored that you have asked me to come back. We had so much fun doing this, you know, the first time, and we've talked about, you know, maybe doing something in the future. And so that's what we're doing today. And I am, I'm pumped about it.
Yeah, you actually are the first guest to return to the show. And it all just kind of lined up perfectly because as anybody who listens to this knows, we're doing a giveaway. And I thought, why not have the guy on the show that the giveaway is actually in honor of? So here you are.
Yeah. And again, I know, you know, I've thanked you immensely on our show, but you know, I do just, that was extremely kind and generous. And the fact that you just wanted to do that and go out of your way, just because, you know how much that meant to me. So thank you for doing that. And, you know, like I said, I'm happy to join you and we'll talk about that later on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. For people that aren't familiar with the podcast, I usually bring a guest on and kind of do a portrait or a biographical conversation with each person. And so this week, since we already did that with you, I just thought we would go over some wrestling figure news, members of our community that are doing awesome stuff. We've got a top 10
for the top figures of this year, which was your idea. And I'm going to use it, of course, because I think it's a great one. And we had fun putting that together. And then we'll get to your giveaways. So hopefully it'll be an enjoyable show for everybody to check out. Right out of the chute, one of the things we never got a chance to talk about, not at least publicly, was the Mattel Creations. You and I talked about it privately at length, but I just thought I would ask you about that and get your ideas on any future sets.
Well, I would love to talk about it because, you know, I'm a huge wrestling figure fan and, you know, I host a podcast, but our show is not wrestling related. It's not figure related. And, you know, it's driven by so many other things. So, you know, there's a lot of times where there's all of these exciting wrestling figure things going on and I don't really get to talk about it. You know, I talk with you and I talk with my friends, but as far as in this sort of structure and, you know, doing it on a podcast. So very excited for that. You know, when the Mattel Creations, you know, became a thing and it kind of got a little bit of a, I'd say like a soft open last year with the, you know, SDCC Mr. T figure. But then this year, you know, starting with the Sergeant Slaughter, which by the way, is just fantastic. You know, and then they started talking about the crowdfunding. And, you know, when they first announced it, you and I had started going back and forth about it. And my initial thought was, I really don't know if this is for me. And reason being, I'm already kind of limited with the space I have in my figure room. So just trying to think, okay, how am I going to display this? Because obviously, if you're getting, you know, a new generation arena with all this, the cool LED light up entrance and the Ultimate Edition ring, you're not just going to keep it in a box. You're going to want to display it. So, you know, I'm thinking, I don't really know if I'm going to have the room to do this, you know, but the more we start talking about it and then, you know, listening to Scott and Jeff talk about it, really the whole point of this was, okay, even if this isn't for you now, and I understand it, a $250 price point, that's a steep amount of money to just lay down to support it in the hopes that this continues, but that's really what it is, you know? And obviously we know at this point we have all, you know, the figure community came together. We made it happen. We hit every tier. So we're going to get the full package. And I'm just super excited because I feel like now going forward, Mattel knows that they're going to have the backing with these type of things. And there's so many different ideas of things that you could do. You know, everybody talks about like the barbershop window and that's cool. But what about different entrance sets? Like give me a Halloween Havoc entrance set. Give me some of the, you know, the cool WrestleMania sets that have happened over time. Like you think about WrestleMania 33 where they had like the roller coaster. How cool would that be as like an entrance set that you could have? You know, you could do things like give me like an Ultimate Edition, like low rider with Eddie Guerrero in it. And you've got the Undisputed belt and, you know, there's, you could literally, you could have millions of ideas. And now that's all a possibility because we made that happen. So, yeah, just so stoked. I know I talked about it, you know, the day when it happened, you and I were like schoolgirls just giggling back and forth. Like we did it. We did it.
We're like that most days, aren't we?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So much cool stuff. I've heard the DX Jeep mentioned. I can almost hear the complaints on the roller coaster one, though. I would be all over that, but it's kind of a weird thing. I mean, for years, people have been jonesing for these things. You know, how come you never made this? How come you never made that? And then there was just this weird kind of backlash to your point. I don't like rings. I don't collect rings. I don't have the space. It's too much money. It's not the guys I would have picked. And I just think at the end of the day, it just came down to you had to realize if you're a figure collector, this set isn't going to appeal for everybody for all those reasons. But if you want a chance to get what you want in the future, we got to get this one done, right?
Right. And I mean, you know, let's not kid ourselves. Obviously, what pushed this over was the inclusion of the Macho Man, you know, because now you have a whole different sector of the people that are just focused on figures. They don't want to miss out on a rare Macho Man. If they're a completist or, you know, if they're trying to get all the Ultimate Editions or they're just a huge Macho Man fan and they want to collect all the Macho Mans, you know, so that did entice a lot of people. But to your point, you know, I do think that there is some truth to what you're saying in the sense that, you know, there might be something where it's like you have this pocket of people that clamor for it. And it may seem like a lot because, you know, in our online community and things like that. So you may have like, let's say a couple hundred people that are like, oh yeah, we love this idea. But then you put it on the big scale and it needs to have, let's say, 5,000 to 8,000 backers to actually make it a reality. Well, now you have that pocket of people that were like, yeah, this is really cool. But that's a small, very small percentage in comparison to what you would actually need to produce it.
That's a fair point. I guess to me, it just seems like worldwide, you would think there's got to be at least 10,000 fanatics out there, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, one would think, and in a perfect world, I'm sure there's even more. I think now that, you know, the Ultimate Edition playset and the ring and all that, now that it succeeded, I think you are going to see Mattel reach out and try and really do things that the fans are clamoring for. So now, whether that's through like surveys or through doing polls, there's, you know, all sorts of different ways you could go about that. But I do think that now that, you know, this first initial one has been a success, you are going to see more stuff driven towards what a big section of the community wants.
They definitely do seem to listen. They take the criticism a lot better than I would, to be honest with you. It seems like one person or a small group of people sound off with a complaint, and then everybody just kind of piles on, and that's just kind of how the snowball goes, I guess.
Yeah.
But I thought these guys did a good job of regrouping and throwing that Macho Man in the mix and making it happen.
Right. You know, and I know that at a $250 price point, that's a daunting number for a lot of people, and understandably so. But when you break it down, you're getting your money's worth by far, in my opinion, with what you're going to be getting. I mean, that Doink is incredible. You know, the Diesels is good. Is it the best Diesel? No, but it's an Ultimate Edition. And, you know, we don't know what it's going to look like in package in hand. But, you know, the improvements they've made to make this ring Ultimate Edition, it's absolutely worth the price of, you know, what we paid to get it.
Okay, I'm probably going to get buried for saying this, but kind of in the vein of your obscure characters that you're notoriously known for, how cool would it have been if they had put the fake Diesel as the character instead of the regular Diesel?
Man, you already have the Kane face, just, you know what I mean? I would have been all about that. Give me fake Razor and fake Diesel. Yeah. You know, yes, we don't have any Rick Bogner figures.
It's kind of my answer to my good friend Scott's insistent injection of the Long Riders into each episode. I kind of also enjoy getting as many of these obscure characters pumped into the line as possible.
Oh, well, you know how I am. Like when somebody says that, oh, who would want that? That's me. I'm that guy. who would want like a Mantar? Me.
Or the Goon. I mean, if the Goon got a figure, why not fake Diesel?
That was probably the one figure that I like popped most for when they did the whole like SDCC reveals, because I just love obscure characters. Like
100%.
That's just my thing. You know, everybody has their thing. That's my thing. Like, it's just so cool to me to, you know, a guy that was a footnote in time you have in figure form.
You've definitely turned me on to that idea, and I'm digging that more now than ever before. It's always kind of been that struggle of if it doesn't bring you joy, you don't need it. And that obscure figure where it's a moment in time where a wrestler shows up on TV and now you've got a figure forever. And I'm digging that.
Right, right.
It sounds like mostly it's going to be sets that are made, because as it was explained in their videos, it's going to be tougher to justify or to just put out a figure that they could release in any set. I mean, I would love to have a ECW wall, like the original ECW wall, or a Nitro entrance. I just think that would look really cool to have your figure standing in front of in your display case.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you said that, because I was actually thinking about this last night. You know, for the longest time, they would do like the Hall of Fame 4-packs or all these different box sets. But for the most part, they would just sit at retail and they'd end up getting clearanced. And so they've stopped doing it. And, you know, when I think about things like that, like the Heenan Family 4-pack or the Four Horsemen 4-pack, kids aren't going to look at that and be like, oh, I want that. But us adult collectors that, I guess, in theory, for what Mattel is trying to sell to, makes up kind of the minority, that's the type of things we want. So what if like the Mattel creation started going back to like some of the bigger box sets? What if you had like a 5-figure box set of like ECW guys that paired with an ECW, like you said, like the wall? Or you could do like, you know, I know the NWO has been done, but what if you did like a pack of WCW cruiserweights? So where you had, you know, Mysterio and Ultimo Dragon, Psicosis, all these guys. Now, obviously, I know having people under contract is important, but I'm just saying in a general term, what if they started doing like figure sets again?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think you're right that the Heenan set was kind of a tweener and that it was too much money and too obscure for kids, and then it was kind of like too cheap or not collectible enough for adults maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Taking the nostalgia bridge right from the Mattel creations over to the retros, you've got Chella Toys. Charles is doing a killer job filling in the voids, giving us Dynamite Kid and so many other guys that everybody's wanted forever. And other companies are following suit. There's a rumor, I guess, that maybe Jazzware is going to throw their name in the hat for retro style, and Mattel's got theirs coming back. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that's here for the long haul?
It's honestly hard to tell. You know, the hope would be wrestling is starting to get hot. You've got a second promotion now that's getting really hot. The AEW figures are selling really well. But like you said, people really love nostalgia. People want nostalgia. Nostalgia's hot right now. So that's why you see like all these old toy lines coming back. And that's why you've seen so far with great success, the Zombie Sailors, the Chella Toys, the, you know, even to a different scale, but kind of the same concept is the Micro Brawlers. Those are hot right now. And wrestling figures is still riding a very big high, you know, and that's due to, you know, fully posable to start, and then the gaining popularity with all the different podcasts and things like that. And wrestling figures are hot. So right now is a great time to enter that market with all of these new offerings. My worry is that you're going to have so many people throwing their thing into the hat. People are going to have to budget, you know, not everybody just has disposable income just coming out that they can say, sure, yeah, I'll get a whole set of the Zombie Sailor, you know, retros, and oh yeah, I'll get all the Chella releases. So there is going to be more picking and choosing because of the higher dollar, you know, it's a higher price point. You're paying $40 basically, you know, maybe even more after shipping, but let's just say $40 per figure. You know, you go buy an Elite, it's $20. You go buy an Ultimate, it's $30. You're paying more than that for these retro style. If that's your thing, then sure. But my fear is that all of these people are going to jump in at once. They're going to oversaturate the market. Things aren't going to sell. And they're not going to have success because I want to see everybody have success. I mean, there should be enough wrestling figures to go around for everybody. You know, even to this day, like distribution shouldn't be an issue. I understand with the pandemic and things like that. But what I mean is you shouldn't have to say, oh, well, I never saw like a mainline release in my store.
That's an interesting point that you make. And because of my line of work and everything, I get around to so many Targets and Walmarts. Everybody's kind of got their thing that they bring to the community. And I guess my badge that I wear proudly is I think I probably get to more Targets and Walmarts than anybody that I know anyway. And it's purely just geographical luck combined with my line of work. I get to like 40 Targets and 25 Walmarts or something like that. And having said that, it is kind of odd that like this latest Legends line, I never saw those in any of these stores. And I don't know what the holdup is. I don't want to say we're out of the pandemic, but certainly you would think product would be way more available than it is now. As far as the retros go, I think you're right. Oversaturation is a big concern. Space is a big concern.
My perspective on it is this, at least this is for me personally. I've been picking and choosing. So I actually, I did not order any of the Zombie Sailor figures so far. As far as the Chellas, I did pre-order the Bull Nakano. And I also, you know, both Atom Bombs I'm going to get. So I also keep in mind too, because I'm very much one, I like to have things that are, I don't want to say rare, but I want to say more personal, or just something that means more to me. So like for me, I get all of the custom Chop Shop figures from Jason Wolf. So that's also retro Hasbro style. But he hand paints them all. So there's a lot of work and care that goes into that. And so, you know, I also have all of those, and I'm going to continue to get those because A, I'm supporting him and allowing him to make a living from doing this. But it's also, the work that he does is absolutely incredible. And I love being able to have all of these on display and people come down and be like, oh, wow, how'd you get that? And I'm like, well, it's custom made. But that's just me. That's how I am. So I do think that I wish them all success because, like I said, the more options we have as wrestling figure collectors, you're going to allow more people to be able to get what they want. You know, if you would have said a few years ago, I really wish we could get a Bull Nakano figure, you were kind of just out of luck. But now you've got these companies coming along, and it's like, oh my goodness, like I've always wanted a Hayabusa. Well, now you can get one. So that's really cool.
Absolutely. Definitely want to say shout out to Jason Wolf. That dude's super talented. He's grabbed the bulls by the horn on these Hasbro customs. I got the Neidhart custom from him, and I agree with you, man. Having that in the collection and people asking me, where'd you get that from? That's top shelf. Again, the challenge for me is watching all these figures coming in the door. I mean, there's so much that I want. I've only got so much space, and the majority of mine I open. So it's choices, choices.
Yeah. It'll definitely be interesting to see, but you know, as Scott and Jeff always say, has there ever been a better time to be a wrestling figure fan?
Well, that's only because Scott's an influencer.
That's right. You know, major influencer. He should be getting paid.
Yeah, I blame him almost entirely for getting me drunk on these Hasbros in the first place. And I did pretty good because I was a little bit ahead of the mania. And then I got stuck where I'm down to the green cards. And, of course, I got Adam Bomb. But I just can't bring myself to spend $700 for a pair of smoking guns. And I've got the sneaky suspicion that somebody's going to remake those, whether that be Chella or Mattel or who. I just have a feeling. So I'm going to play the long game on those. Speaking of my buddy Charles and Chella Toys, what are your thoughts on the uncensored figures that they're coming out with? Are you up to speed on those?
Yeah, that's the, you know, that's going to be in scale with the Elites, the Dynamite Kid. That's what you're talking about, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm all for that. If they're able, again, because like we've talked about, if they're able to get contracts with wrestlers that, let's say, Mattel or Jazzwares can't, and it's somebody that I don't have in my collection or that I would like to have in my collection, I am absolutely going to support it. You know, I will be getting one of those Dynamite Kids because I want it to go with Davey.
Chella's jumping into the game, and sounds like AEW is, and other toy companies and signing up guys, but it almost seems like Mattel had the lay of the land and inside track.
Yeah.
Having a partnership and maybe squandered it a bit.
Yeah. It's hard to tell, you know, because it's like, we'll never know if they really went through that effort or not. But like I said, if these other companies are able to get these names, I'm going to support it. I don't, you know, I understand that some people could say, you know, oh, I only really like, because of scale, the Mattel figures. I'm just not that way. Like, I have Mattel figures. I have Hasbro figures. I have Jax figures. I have FTC figures. I have, you know, Jazzwares figures. So to me, it's more about the wrestler than it is like the maker of the figure. Mm. Like, I might even buy a figure that maybe I think, okay, that's not the greatest head scan or anything like that. But if it's a performer that I, A, don't have, or B, I just want to have for whether it be that attire or that, you know, event that it was from or some kind of other personal connection, I'm going to buy it. So that's how I look at it. But I know not everybody looks at it the same way, but that would be my opinion on it.
I agree. I seem to have kind of started that way. I mean, I go back to the LGNs and the Remcos. I collected those in real time. But now I just kind of feel like I can't just keep starting new collections of guys. Because more than the price point, it's almost more the space. Because I got too many figures, man. I just got to stop starting new collections.
unless it's one of my absolute favorite performers, I don't have like a ton of the same people. You know, I'll find one that I think's really good or that I think is like the best one of them, and that's what I'll get. Or there might be, you know, like right now I'm trying to go back and complete the old series of the Mattel Legends. So, you know, one that I don't have is the Series 3 Vader. Well, I've got all the other Vaders, but I really like Vader. So I want to have it not only to complete that series, but I also want to have it because I'm a huge Vader fan and I want to have all the Vader figures. But that's not the case with everybody. So, you know, I have one Bob Backlund. It's the Elite 63, and I don't need other Bob Backlunds. I know there's not a ton, but I'm just saying if another one came out, I wouldn't have the need to get it because I have that one. That's how I go about it. But
I'm in agreement with that. I try to do the trendy thing of no more current guys. That seems to be what everybody's doing. And it makes sense just from the standpoint, I'm not watching the product today, really. Why do I need all these guys that I didn't grow up watching necessarily? But inevitably, I break down and get them just because I guess I feel I need to buy something. You know, I'm on the hunt and here's something new I don't have. I think Jeff kind of made that popular with just getting something, you know, walking out with anything, not even necessarily wrestling figures, just buying something.
Yeah. It was like, wasn't it like one of the giant Funko Pops? He just took a giant Funko Pop.
Yeah, that was recent. But he had a whole confession where he got like a college sports team Barbie or something that had a unfortunate demise up in his room.
I remember. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, for one of the sports teams is what it was. Oh, that's great.
Figures like the Colonel Mustafa figure that's out there that people are spending $60 losing their mind over. Is that a nostalgia thing to you? Is that a chase thing? What do you think that's attributed to?
I think it's still just like the chase of it. You know, it's the collector's edition. And, you know, in more recent series, they have made the collector's editions more readily available to get. You know, some of them have gone on Ringside. And so, you know, some of them have been pretty easy to find in stores. But, like, I didn't see a Mustafa at Target. I had to get help with that. I didn't see a Warlord at Walmart. I had to get help with that. So there is still some inconsistencies. And I usually don't have issues in my area. So I do think that it's still very hot because I did see Series 87 in probably 8-9 different Walmarts, but I never saw a Warlord. I would see full sets, but I never saw a Warlord. So that's a wonderful figure, but I do still think that there's some of that hunt that people, you know, scalpers, that's still one wrestling figure item that's a hot reseller that they can quickly double, triple their money. And, you know, then you do have the hardcore collectors like us. Those are the type of figures we're looking for because we like the legends. We, you know, we like having the collector's editions. And if you're somebody that likes to display loose and have one MOC, you're buying two. So I do still think that those are a hot seller. You know, and like you just talked about, that's kind of where my focus has been, is with only collecting legends. You know, I'm very, very choosy with current people nowadays.
Anybody who knows me or listens to this podcast knows I'm a huge fan of your podcast, Tales from the Estate, and you kind of touched on this topic on your podcast, but for anybody who didn't hear that or hasn't heard it, why wouldn't you have heard it? You should be listening.
Are you guys listening?
What are your thoughts on the Owen Hart signing with AEW for figures and merchandise and gaming?
I am so excited. I am just so excited. I have, you know, this is just my personal opinion. I understand that people have different opinions on this. This is mine. I just, for years, I've always been a huge Owen Hart fan. I, for years, have just, you know, hoped that we could get figures and stuff like that. But I absolutely 100% respected Martha's decision to not do that. Because at the end of the day, it is nobody else's decision to make but hers. That is her husband that she lost. And, you know, she should absolutely be into some sort of deal where she felt comfortable. Now, did it take 20 years to happen? Yeah, it did. But now she, with Tony Khan and AEW, has found a partner that she is comfortable in entering into an agreement with. And the only thing that's going to come out of this is good. If you're an Owen Hart fan, a wrestling figure fan, because now we're going to have all these opportunities, all of these things that we've been waiting for. We're going to get them. To me, I don't care what company's making them. That shouldn't matter to you. If that matters to you, I think that's kind of weird, but hey, to each their own. So I'm just so excited, you know, and who knows, maybe because you see already how quickly Jazzwares has evolved, you know, in just over a year. They've got wrestling buddies, you know, maybe they're going to start doing their own retro style figures or their own ultimate style figures. So there's all of these different options that we can get Owen figures in, and not just figures, but, you know, he's going to be in the video game, and, you know, they're doing the tournament, for the Owen Hart Memorial or whatever on AEW. So it's just good to have him back in wrestling. It doesn't matter to me that it's not with WWE. We're celebrating his legacy. We are allowing his fans to honor his legacy, and so I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, on the surface, I totally agree with you. It's all about preserving and keeping his legacy and memory alive. And if that's what his wife's comfortable with, then that's all that matters. And it's so bizarre to me to have all these people weighing in on Owen Hart when they probably weren't even alive when he was wrestling. But today, oh, he's my favorite. He was always my favorite. Just injecting negativity into something beautiful.
Well, don't you know, Tim, that's what the internet is for.
Man, you are not kidding. What about the resurfacing, if you will, of the Brutus Beefcake and DDP figures on Target's website?
I actually was able to get them back for the very initial pre-order. So I have had those. It was kind of crazy to see that DDP was going for $100 and some on the internet.
Complete insanity, right?
I'm very glad that Target made more available. So,
yeah, it's definitely a weird thing. And some people are even speculating it's done intentionally, like with the AEW figures. When they first came out, they were super hard to find. Now they're warming pegs. And I'm assuming as more and more of them trickle out, the price is just going to go down and down.
Right. I would think so. Yeah. You know, patience is always key. Like, you know, I wasn't ever able to find like Chase Macho Man Legends from Series 11, but they're still really high on the internet. So I'm going to wait, because one of two things is going to happen. I'll wait it out until eventually I find one that at a decent price online, or I'll go to a toy show and somebody will have one for $45. Am I paying more than retail? Yes. Am I paying way less than I would be buying it on the internet for $80? Yes. So, you know, when you miss out initially, you might have to pay a little more, but don't, yeah, I know that FOMO is real. I get it too. I get it all the time, but don't feel like, you know, especially a figure that hasn't been out that long, don't feel like, oh, I'm never going to see it now, because there will always be a chance it's going to come back along. How often do you go, you know, to a secondhand toy store or, like I said, a toy show, and you see all of these figures from like Elite 70 to Elite 80 and all these figures that were hitting last year that everybody's going crazy for, like, oh, I got to have that Vince McMahon. I got to have Vince McMahon. Every place I go now, I see him for $30. So, you know, if you're one of those people that you have to have it now, I get that, but just be patient with it, because eventually it's going to come back around and you'll find one down the line some way.
You're right. A lot of these figures, Alexander Wolf, you know, Liv Morgan, there was a lot of figures that people went crazy and spent bizarre money for. And the only one that I can think of to this day that's the exception to the rule where you would have lost out on would be Harley Race. And that figure's like one of the weirdest things in the world. I found a seller on eBay that's been selling Harleys and the complete set. Mostly loose, it seems like, but some mint on card. But he sold hundreds of them. And I think I finally cracked the case for the community as far as what happened. I don't know if this guy got them from Big Lots or, you know, where somehow he got all these. I think that's where they all went, is what I'm thinking. And I was messaging with the guy actually back and forth, and he was responding to me. And then all of a sudden, he kind of just ghosted me. I don't know if he got sick of my questions or if he was worried that, I don't know what the deal was. But anyway, if you need a Harley Race, he is out there on eBay. I think it's like $250 for the set or something like that.
Yeah, and people will pay him. Yeah, I'll never forget the day I found those. So I was at work, and the Walmart by my work is notorious for never having wrestling figures. Like, they never have anything. And so I was at work, and I had to run over there for something. I don't know what it was. I had to pick up something for you know, my store. And so I walk in, and I walk down the wrestling figure aisle, and there's nothing on the pegs, nothing, literally nothing. And so I was just going to walk away. Well, then I looked down on the bottom shelf, and the whole set was sitting there. So it was three Austins, two Jakes, one Harley, and two Steamboats. And so I got one of each. And yeah, that was perfect timing, because if, you know, any other collector or anything would have walked down there, they would have been gone. So it was like first thing in the morning.
That's rad, dude. I love it when it works out like that for people. I never saw those guys in the wild. So do you think there's a chance that Mattel might go the way of LJN and not make the Barbarian?
I don't know. I just hope somebody does.
Good point, man. Yeah, whoever can get it made. Let's get a complete Powers of Pain set out there finally. I got in the mail this awesome bag from Nate. It's the WrestleMania duffel bag for Bobby the Brain Heenan and Big John Studd. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was fantastic. If anybody could do that and do it perfectly, it would be Nate.
Yeah, better than Mattel. I mean, shout out to you, Nate. Check him out at Ring Skirts on Twitter. That Piper's Pit table that he has.
Mm-hmm.
Jealousy takes over me, man. I got to get my hands on one of those somehow.
I love how he said, he's like, the coconut has been ordered.
Yeah. Figure Kingdom's been on a tear doing some awesome stuff in the figure photography world. I don't know if you've seen his, he's got a picture of Piper in his boxing gear and also his Heart Foundation shot with all the titles.
Oh, I have. He blows my mind.
And the thing is he's such an amazing photographer, but he's an even nicer guy. Just one of the real good dudes in the community.
He's just one of the nicest people you could ever talk to. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so it's time for our top 10 best figures of 2021. And if you listen to Tales from the Estate, which you better be, or it's a chair shot for you, then you know that my buddy Drew here has a thing for honorable mentions.
I do.
Yeah, and thanks to you, now so do I. Well, let's get into our honorable mentions.
All right. So I have three. And I will preface this entire list by saying, obviously, a top 10 list is very subjective. Like I stated earlier, a lot of my focus in my collecting nowadays is more on legends. So you'll notice that with my list. But that's all I'll say about it. So my first honorable mention is the Mattel Legends Series 11, the Bam Bam Bigelow from the ECW era with the ECW belt. He's in the black and gray. We had not gotten that Bam Bam yet. The face scan is incredible. I love that figure. I think it's awesome. And if you're near a Target that still has some, a lot of Targets are clearancing them for like $7. So go get on that.
I just overpaid. I just got mine for $10 out here in California.
Oh, man. my second honorable mention is going to be the Elite 85 Aleister Black. So that came with like the spiked hooded vest. And just the sheer amount of detail in that figure is incredible. You know, he's one of my favorite performers. I'm very interested to see what Jazzwares is going to do with him now that he's in AEW as Malachi Black. I think they could probably come up with some pretty cool things as far as, you know, some of his entrance gear now. But overall, just a fantastic figure. It was, in my opinion, better than the Elite 73. And also, as much as I love his first, the initial NXT Elite, I think that that's the best Aleister Black that Mattel did. And then my third honorable mention is going to be the Elite 82 Davey Boy Smith. So just outside of my top 10. I love it. Again, we need to get a Dynamite, you know, whether that's from Chella or whoever it's from. But, you know, it's got Matilda and just huge, huge fan.
Well said, man. I couldn't agree more. My top 10's going to be obviously legend heavy. That's what the bulk of what I buy is. That's the bulk of, well, that's really all I keep mint on card. like you said, the lists are totally subjective, obviously. And, you know, things like where I got the figure, or in some cases, if someone gave me a figure, and just who the performer is, add extra weight in my selections. Now, of course, seeing all of that, of course, I have to go contrarian and go with a couple new guys for my honorable mention in AEW. I just thought the Orange Cassidy with the hands in the pocket was, you know, innovative, new, different, just super cool. I'm not familiar with him as a performer, but as a figure, I just thought super cool that they did something new and different. And then same with the Darby Allin. I just thought they nailed that one, did a great job. I was a skateboarder as a kid, so just having a skateboard, that's cool as hell to me. And then the last one is the Series 83 Zelina Vega, which you got for me, dude. And that carries a lot of weight, and I love Zelina as a performer and thought she was doing an awesome job as a manager until that all got screwed up. But heck of a figure. Super glad to have it in the collection. Thanks to you.
Anytime I can help out, I love to do it.
Right back at you, brother. So let's hop into this top 10.
All right. So my number 10 is an FTC figure. So FTC is getting some love in my top 10. But that is going to be the FTC Scott Norton. I've always been a huge Scott Norton fan. I've always clamored for Scott Norton figures. And the fact that FTC did one, I actually got the early bird variant, which is kind of reminiscent of his, like, sort of his NWO gear with the lightning. But it comes with the belt, comes with the like the weight bar. And, you know, I know some people aren't the biggest FTC figure fans. I have quite a few of them. I love that they have some interesting names that you won't get from some of the other main companies, you know, like the Cornettes and the Russos, and, you know, they had like the New Jack and all of that. And they've always just been really easy to work with, and I like to support them. So that's my number 10.
Great pick. I'm a big Scott Norton fan myself. I got to say, I slept on the FTC stuff and didn't even think of that. So awesome surprise pick for number 10. My number 10 is the Fan Takeover Amazon exclusive Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
I don't even have this figure yet, but it's the nostalgia feels, brother. Number 10, Hulk Hogan, Amazon Fan Takeover exclusive.
Awesome. All right. Well, my number 9 is the Elite 82 Jerry the King Lawler. So we've gotten a ton of great kings over the years, but we never really have one from like his initial WWF run from like when he came in late 92. And that's really what this figure was. But I thought the gear was perfect. I love that they had like the soft goods like cape on him. I thought the head scan was great. You got the crown. Just overall, I thought it was a fantastic figure.
Great choice. I just saw the king at a convention out here, and I didn't get his signature. I almost kind of already regret it. Immediately when I saw him, I thought just how cool it is that he's still with us. I mean, after what happened to him on TV, he's got like a full decade of life already that could have been lost. And I just thought that was awesome.
Oh, yeah. It was 2012 when that happened.
Anyway, not to ramble on. Killer pick, dude. My number 9 is another figure that I don't even have yet, and that's the Dino Bravo Heels and Faces figure.
Okay.
I think it's just so rad that he's got his first figure. I missed the pre-orders, but I know I'll still get them. I'm just playing the long game on it for now, but I just thought his first figure ever and captured his likeness really well with the light blue and the Canadian print decor. So Dino Bravo, number 9.
Yeah. My number 8 is the Elite 81 Stunning Steve Austin. As somebody who's a huge fan of early to mid-90s WCW tag teams, the Hollywood Blondes is obviously very high up there. Tremendous figure. You know, we need a Pillman, please. Mattel, I know you're listening to this podcast. Let us get a Pillman.
Yeah, Steve's a big fan. I know he's listening. My number 8 was Series 85, comma.
Oh.
I just thought they nailed that figure out of the park, obscure character. And, you know, what's not to like about that comma figure? It's my number 8.
All right, so my number 7 is the Slim Jim Macho. Oh, wait, that's the wrong podcast. I'm sorry. It's actually going to be the Ultimate Edition Ric Flair.
Ooh.
I know you and I discussed this, and you were not a huge fan of like the torso and all that. But when it's displayed, to me, it's my favorite Ric Flair figure that's been made. So that's my number 7.
Good call, man, on that Nature Boy. And I've actually come full circle, not so much on the torso, but that's an exquisite figure. And now that I have one loose, I'm a huge fan. Still don't really care for the new torsos, but displayed, it's gorgeous, especially with the big gold belt. My number 7 is the Ringside Collectibles Cactus Jack. I just think they've nailed it with this one. I love the banner that it comes with. They've had some misses with Cactus's head in the past. This certainly isn't one of them. Awesome figure. Number 7, Cactus Jack, Ringside Collectibles exclusive.
My number 6, like you just talked about, is the Elite 85 Kama. So I am a huge fan of Charles Wright in all of his characters. You know, Papa Shango holds a special place in my heart. But I also, the fact that we got a Kama, the Supreme Fighting Machine, was just so awesome. It was one of the just the moment I found it was one of those, you get that rush and it's like, yeah, I found it. Just huge fan. So yeah, that's my number 6.
My number 6 is Davey Boy Smith, the British Bulldog, Series 82. I just echo your sentiments on that. And as a kid, I just remember getting the tag team set from LJN. And it hit me just in the nostalgia feels just the same with this one. So,
oh, yeah. All right. So number 5 is where we get my first AEW figure. But my number 5 figure so far of 2021 is the Series 5 Unrivaled Luchasaurus. I love Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. Those are two of my favorite AEW wrestlers, but they just nailed it. It's Luchasaurus shrunk down and put in a package in plastic form. It's just so cool.
Okay, so I'm a cheater. Kind of cheated on this one because it's really two figures, but it's the same dude. It's the Dynamite Kid, the uncensored version and the retro version, and it's the same guy, and it just kind of fills the same void for both collections of the Hasbros and the Mattels. That gives us a complete British Bulldog set in both lines, which I'm just ecstatic about. Number 5, Chilla Toys, uncensored and retro, Dynamite Kid.
Fantastic. So my number 4, I actually just got in yesterday, and that is the Elite 87 Collector's Edition Warlord. This thing is a beauty. It is like, I'm keeping an MOC on this one, but it just looks, it's a big imposing figure. Like it looks different as far as like the usual body type that they've used, and the gear is there. The paint is great. I can't say enough good things about this figure. It blew me away when I saw it in person.
Such a killer figure, man. And now if they could just come out with a Barbarian, please.
Yes.
So number 4 for me is the Bret Hart Motu figure. I was always big into the AWA Remco figures. And for whatever reason, Bret Hart seems to be one of the only guys I can think of that they've really struggled to get his face accurate. And ironically, this may be the best job they've done so far, so number 4, Bret Hart Motu crossover.
Awesome. So my number 3, I also got this week, and that is the San Diego Comic-Con Sergeant Slaughter. This thing is incredible. From the packaging to the homage to the old LJNs, it's, you know, I said about the Ric Flair, this to me is the best Sergeant Slaughter that's been done. I've always loved the Hasbro. I've always loved, you know, the LJN style that was made by Hasbro. He's had great elites over the years, but this is just on a whole different level. Mattel just, they knocked it out of the park with this.
Awesome, dude. So your influence on me, for anybody who listens to this podcast, is well aware of. And this figure is no exception to the rule. And that's the Ultimate Edition Ric Flair. When this first came out, I wasn't digging the torso. Still not really a big fan of those, but this thing is amazing in person. The robe, the belt, the colors pop. It's a great display piece, and I'd have to agree with you. The best Ric Flair figure I've got that I've ever seen. Number 3, Ric Flair Ultimate Edition.
All right. So my number two, this was hard for me. So last year, my figure of the year was the Elite 79 Io Shirai. And when that came out, I said, that's the best female wrestling figure I've ever seen. But then AEW came out in Series 6 of the Unrivaled with the Hikaru Shida. That might be the best female wrestling figure I've ever seen. It is my number two. It is, to me, just the perfect figure. I have no nitpicks. I have nothing I would change. I love that figure.
Well said, dude. That figure is so good. I don't even watch AEW, but it's so good I had to get it. And I'm not even familiar with her character yet, so I can only imagine in time if I get to watch her and watch AEW, it'll hold even more water for me. Good pick. My number two is a guy who has come to mean quite a bit to me personally, and that is Chella Toy's Adam Bomb figure. Dude, this figure's just incredible. Chella just... I don't even have the figure in hand yet, but I can't wait to get it. The colors pop off this thing. They fixed all the stuff that Hasbro left out or didn't do right, in my opinion. And I'm just so excited to get this figure. Number two, Adam Bomb.
Bomb Squad for life.
Yes, sir.
All right. So my number one... has been my number one from the time that it was announced and we first saw pictures of it. I said that day when I saw it that that was going to be my figure of the year, and if anything was going to beat it, it was going to take quite the effort, and nothing did. But my figure of the year so far for 2021 is the Mattel Legends Series 10 Big Van Vader. You're not topping that in my book with the additional head, the different outfit from his Japan run. Me being a huge Vader fan, it's again a perfect figure. I bought three of them because I wanted, you know, two to have loose and one on the wall, and yeah, it's just, it's amazing.
Holy crap, dude. I knew when we were doing this list that I would forget somebody, and it's definitely this Vader. Awesome pick, man. And I gotta make a note to include him on my end of the year list. Noted.
Okay. All right.
My number one so far this year is another figure, surprise, surprise, that I don't have yet. But thanks to you, I'm going to have it. And I'm a huge Sergeant Slaughter mark. I have been my whole life. One of the very first guys that got me into wrestling in the first place and his boot camp matches. I can't wait to get that figure. It just ties in the LJNs for me as a kid. It ties in Sergeant Slaughter. It ties in our friendship. So... my number one is Sergeant Slaughter Comic-Con exclusive, and I'm so grateful to you for hooking me up. And I was in line, and within 3 seconds I got skunked and they were sold out, and lo and behold, you hooked me up, and I'm just super grateful, man. And this is my figure of the year.
Yeah, man, I was glad to do it, and it'll be in the mail on its way to you tomorrow.
I can't wait, man, to add that to my collection. It's gonna be incredible. Before we wrap up the episode, I did promise several weeks back now that we would do a Tales from the Estate t-shirt giveaway. And later I did my Mattel Macho Man surprise and added the CM Punk shirt to that. So obviously this has been going on for weeks, and I appreciate everybody who entered to win. Can't win if you don't enter. When I picked the winner, it made even more sense to have you on today, Drew. So with that being said, the floor is yours, man. Why don't you tell everybody who the winner of these shirts is going to be?
Yeah. So again, just one more time. Thank you so much for doing this. This has meant so much to us. It's so cool. And just your constant support for our show has been awesome. With that being said, I would also like to say that I had absolutely nothing to do with the choosing of the winner of this giveaway. So when I announce it, if you think that there was any sort of kerfuffle or, you know, There was no shady business going on. But I'm very happy to announce that the winner of the Tales from the Estate giveaway is none other than my tag team partner, Nick the Body Haddocks. So Nick, congratulations, brother. When Tim told me, I couldn't have been happier that you won. And you know, so you guys can get together and work through, you know, getting all the info, but congrats. And again, thank you for doing that. So awesome. Thank you for having me on. I'm honored to be your first two times, since they do call me Drew two time. I guess I'm living a gimmick. This your first two time guest. So I've had a blast. It's been great.
Yeah, man. Congratulations to you, Nick. Like Drew said, there's absolutely no collusion. I just dropped the names in a hat and drew you. So it just made sense to ask Drew to come on and make the announcement. Made perfect sense to do, and happy that you entered and happy that you won, brother. So get in contact and we'll get the shirts out to you. Thanks again to everybody who participated and entered, and there'll be more giveaways in the future. It makes sense that your name would be Drewy Two Time now that you've been on the podcast twice. We're going to have to name you Drewy 10 Time, because I plan on having you on 10 more times, or as many times as you'll be on.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I absolutely love talking wrestling figures with you, talking wrestling with you. We have conversations almost daily online. And, you know, anytime you want to have me on, I would be more than happy to. I love your show. I'm a huge fan, and I'm not just saying that because I'm your friend. I'm saying that if I was somebody that had never knew you or met you in my life, I would love your show, because it's just an incredible look into different people from the Fig Life, because there's so many talented people out there. And so, like I said, anytime you'd like to have me on, I'd love to be.
Appreciate it, Drew. Make sure you're checking out Tales from the Estate with Drew and his wife, Caitlin. I never miss it. I always try to check it out as soon as it drops. I learn stuff. It's entertaining. It's funny. I laugh every single time I listen to it. You can replace your morning commute show with it, or your late night show that you watch. Does anyone watch late night show anymore? I don't think so. Drew, where can people get in touch with you if they're not in touch with you yet online?
Sure. So we have a Twitter page. It is at Estate Tales, but you can find Tales from the Estate. Just do a Google search. We're on pretty much any podcasting platform that, you know, you listen to podcasts on. So if you search Tales from the Estate, you'll find us. So we have a pretty large back catalog if you'd like to go check that out. And I'm just grateful that you have me on for a guest, because I'm definitely the Marty Jannetty in the podcast team. She's the showstopper. I am just along for the ride. So,
Drew, thanks so much for coming on, man. And I know you already got to pick a song last time you were on, but guess what, dude? Drewy Two Time, you get to do it again.
Yes.
So pick a wrestling theme of your choice, and we'll get out of here on that one.
All right, let's see. What am I thinking? This is all off the top of my head, because I did not think about this before time. Who am I kidding? Yes, I did. So I talked earlier about how I was a huge WCW tag team fan back in the 90s. So why don't you hit us with some Harlem Heat?
Harlem Heat, man. Great choice. I just met Booker T and got my Elite figure signed a few weeks back at that same local convention out here. Booker T's an awesome dude, man. If you get a chance to meet him, do it. Thanks again so much, brother. I owe you for the figures, for your time. Your friendship means the world to me. We'll be in touch soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tim. Take it easy. You too.
Hey guys, before I get out of here, I just wanted to give some shout outs and some thank yous to some people that have been helpful and just cool to me along the way. I've got to give a big shout out to my buddy Drew Venzel. He's the host, or one of the hosts, along with his wife Caitlin Venzel, of my favorite podcast, Tales from the Estate. Super nice guy, just one of the best dudes out there, always hooking me up, and this week's no different. I got a message from him letting me know that he got an extra Sergeant Slaughter Comic-Con for me, which means the world to me, not only because it's possibly my favorite figure Mattel's ever made, and I'm saying that as a guy who doesn't even have it in hand, but it means even more to me coming from Drew. So thank you, Drew. If you're not checking out Tales from the Estate, get over there and check it out. Awesome podcast, fun times, and just a great couple in Drew and Caitlin. Check out Tales from the Estate. Shout out Drew and Caitlin. Also want to shout out Dylan and Rob of the Wrestling Figure Database. I say it every week, and I'm going to continue to say it every week while I have the means to do so. If you're not checking out their website, you're missing out. These guys have every wrestling figure ever created from any company. Maybe there's one or two guys they've missed. I don't know. Is there, Dylan? Rob? But basically, yeah, they've got every figure you could imagine all in one site. Real awesome for collectors like us to be able to go reference, see what we have, see what we need. Check them out. It's Dylan and Rob from the Wrestling Figure Database. Shout out, boys. Shout out to good brother Mike, aka the Fig Hunter, and all the collectors helping collectors. I'm a big fan of the CHC hashtag. Check it out if you're out there looking for a figure. These guys are the real McCoy, and they'll help you get the figures you need. And feel free to jump in and help give back. I mean, that's what it's all about. I'm grateful for all you guys are doing out there. Keep doing it, keep hooking people up, and helping to mitigate those scalpers. Shout out, collectors helping collectors. Shout out to my buddies in the wrestling figure community, Charles from Chella Toys, Grenville, aka Hasbook, Figure Kingdom, Nate, aka Ring Skirts, Dobro, Nick Haddix, Steve Hoker, Rad Chad, Ralphie Vibes, Junk Shop Dog, Matthew Goldberg, Custom Toy Rings, Proving Grounds, and Curb Stomp Customs. Speaking of Nate at Ring Skirts, I made a little purchase from Nate for a WWF duffel bag from the original WrestleMania match between Big John Studd and Andre the Giant. If you're not following Nate on Twitter, get on there and check him out at Ring Skirts. This bag is so awesome, and it just completes your LJN, Bobby the Brain Heenan, or Big John Studd figure, or a Mattel version. Get out there and support Nate. Buy some Ring Skirts. Awesome dude, very knowledgeable, and just one of the good guys in the community. Shout out, Nate. Be sure and check out Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast, Scott and Jeff, as well as Scott's other podcast, Drunk Wrestling History. And be sure to check out Brian Breaker and all of his podcasts. You know it's Fake Right, Breaker and Bane's Power Hour, and the TB Toycast with Travis Fowler. Also check out Howlin' with the Wolf with Jason Wolf. Check out his art as well. Good dude, funny dude, super talented and super entertaining. Shout out, Jason. Lastly, I just want to say something that's been on my mind, and I just felt the need to get it off my chest. So that is, whether it has to do with this pandemic, whether it has to do with politics, or whether it has to do with thinking that you're somehow an expert on the world of professional wrestling, try and take a step back and just try and realize not everybody thinks like you, not everybody approaches life like you, and maybe you don't always have the answers. And I think if we could all do that and stop being so full of our own, that maybe this world would be a better place. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Just let that sit in. Thanks to everybody who participated in the shirt giveaway. Congratulations to Nick Haddix. And until next time, I'll look forward to seeing you guys all back right here on Pulling Up a Chair. Thank you for listening to Pulling Up a Chair with a Chair Shot. If you enjoyed it, please help put the show over by telling a friend and clicking the subscribe button on Anchor, Google, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. You will get instant notifications whenever a new show drops. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at achairshot. That's A-C-H-A-I-R-S-H-O-T. You will want to keep an eye on my socials in the coming weeks. Trust me. Feel free to leave questions or audio comments on the show page on Anchor FM's website or email them to me directly at achairshot@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in again, and until next week, Bobby.
All good things must come to an end, right?
Well, every time changes
everything. And a friend in need is a pest.